From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that newly elected Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan started implementing his plans for a Green New Deal for Ulster County June 18th. Ryan announced plans for a solar array at a former tire dump on State Route 30 and signed an executive order directing his administration to move the county toward his goal of having 100% of the government of Ulster County's electricity produced by locally generated renewable energy sources by 2030.
The executive order that I'll sign today takes strong, immediate action to implement one of my core campaign pledges, moving our county's energy production to 100% renewable by 2030. I think it's critical that we lead by example as a county government.
Ryan's solar array proposal is for a brownfield in the town of Saugerties. His executive order also directed the county to decrease its greenhouse gas emissions by 25% by 2025 and by 80% by 2050. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Andrew Cuomo is crowing about how, and I quote, aggressive, end quote, the climate legislation passed in Albany June 18th. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I think the legislation as drafted, and if it proceeds as drafted, I think it's clearly going to be the best law in the nation," end quote. The environmentalist group Riverkeeper upped his ante, writing on Twitter, and I quote, "The New York Senate just passed one of the most aggressive climate action bills in the world," end quote. Under the new law, New York would generate 100% of its electricity from renewable sources by 2040 and reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions by 85% by 2050. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. June 19th is supposed to be the final day of the state legislature, with many different issues still working through the two chambers in Albany. Chad Arnold reports at LoHUD.com that the legislature passed a measure mandating gender-neutral, single-use restrooms in all state-operated facilities, including schools, parks, and hospitals. Assemblyperson Linda Rosenthal said in a statement, and I quote, "Across the country, states are moving to institutionalize discrimination against transgender individuals by blocking their access to restrooms conforming to their gender identity and expression. By passing this bill, New York sends a strong message that we will not tolerate that kind of hateful ignorance," end quote. The measure now goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo for his signature. Read more about this story at LoHUD.com. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson police took an unidentified man into custody after shots were fired on State Street in Hudson around noon June 18th. No injuries were reported. Police blocked off State Street near the Hudson Library between 5th and 6th Streets for several hours after the shooting. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.